We're Alive is brought to you by...
When the zombies come, what will happen to your pet, your dog, your cat? When you have to run, will you leave them behind? Witness the heart and tenacity of animals when faced with the walking dead in the new comic book, Rex, Zombie Killer. Three dogs, a cat, and a gorilla with a baseball bat make a perilous cross-country journey to find safety and a home. For more information, visit www.rexzombiekiller.com. On Facebook at /RexZombieKiller. See Rex go. Run, zombies, run.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 26. Who Overcomes?
Part 2 of 3.
These tracks are fresh.
So what?
The dust has settled for a while. This is recent.
What?
Someone was here before us.
No, that doesn't mean that. Whoever was on the roof could have waited till after it was clear and then came down. I'd do the same thing.
Okay, maybe. No, I was right. Look, the tire tracks. They come in, park, and then back out and leave the same way. Someone was here before us, and they drove here.
Maulers.
That's my guess.
Damn it! I knew we should have gotten here earlier.
Look, they could have been here last night. Or it could have happened right after the tower. We don't know. Look, we got time. There's more bodies we haven't checked.
What's the point? They came back, took what they needed, ammo, maps, whatever, and left.
Go on, get! Look, we keep looking. They may have missed something.
Fine.
Look, I'm gonna start over here with the Humvees.
They didn't miss a thing. Everywhere we looked, we found pockets turned out. Everything useful was gone. We didn't even find brass on the ground. I was about to give up hope when...
Hey, wait!
What is it? You find something?
Don't get your hopes up, but...
What is it?
I was checking only people and then I saw this guy. He's turned, but it doesn't look as bad as some of the others, so... Maybe they got to him recently. They didn't search him.
Get to it. What'd you find?
Check it out. He wrote on the back of a wrapper. $8,000.
That's it? That's all it says. So he owes someone money. Great find, buddy.
Here, it's a bit smudged. I can barely read it.
That could be $8,000?
That would be something.
Get down.
Move. Behind the wall.
Can't see.
Came back. For the bodies. Collectors.
Move. Let me see.
It's just a matter of time.
More from the other side, too.
We need to go. Paper?
$8,000, not hard to remember.
You know where that's at?
I got the maps in my bag. We'll figure it out along the way.
Several soldiers escorted Riley into the medical center near where we landed. The rest of us were escorted by Puck and one of the other soldiers, Carl, to the center of the base. I was last here a little less than a year ago. Everything looked the same except the barracks. The entire place was surrounded by 10-feet-high Texas barriers on all sides. They formed a solid concrete wall around the four barracks buildings and courtyard. The entrance to the compound was much like any checkpoint I saw in Baghdad, complete with soldiers standing behind sandbag barriers and turrets.
The one way in or out is right here. But that doesn't matter because you are not to leave your building until I come and get you. Got it?
I guess.
Hey, how's it going?
Everyone is under orders not to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah. What about Riley?
I'll check up on her and keep you posted. Now, all of you gonna be in this one here. Keep up the second and third floor. Don't get caught wandering.
What if we have to go to the bathroom?
Each room's got running water. Just don't waste it. We get showers every 4 days, but you all need it, so use it. There's PTs to change into. Down the hall, the guys' room's on the left, girls' on the right.
PTs?
I've worked to catch up on since you made me get behind. You can walk the rest of the way. It's the first building on the left. I'll be back to check up on you later this afternoon. Carl, hold up.
What the hell are PTs?
Workout clothes.
I guess that's good, right?
They'll be fine.
Oh, gosh, your eyes. They're all red.
Hey, I'm no better.
Yeah, but you don't look as bad as him.
Thanks.
Oh my, it smells.
They're barracks. It's in the walls.
Gross.
Where's the showers?
There's one in your room.
Come on.
Hey, I'm in the shower if you need me.
Is there anything else in there? I don't know, but there's some in here. Oh, I cannot wait to take a shower. I feel so gross.
Yeah, you didn't have to carry my
own. There was someone stuffing that other one. I'm here now.
There's enough rooms. We don't have to share.
Well, if you don't want to.
No, I meant him. I didn't see you.
Just because I don't put out? Okay. I see. Double standards.
I'm gonna kill him.
He's not serious.
You know, you are gonna get lucky tonight, Michael.
Is this what we change into?
Yeah, those are them.
At least they're clean.
Uh-huh. Hey! Hey, what are you doing?
I'm taking off your boots.
You don't have to do that.
Michael, you said your feet swell when you sleep. These cops feel okay.
And that's all I remember about that.
That's the intersection up ahead. Stop here.
It's a construction site.
Shh. There was a large chain link fence with green wrap surrounding the area. We couldn't see anything past it except for a steel frame structure near the back of the lot. I wanted to look over, but couldn't without making a lot of noise.
I don't hear anything.
Come around this side.
Go.
We found the gate where normally you'd get in, but it was chained and locked.
Any other way in?
No. Follow me. To see behind the wall, we ended up going to the building next door and to the second floor. It allowed us to see over the fence and we wouldn't be heard.
What the hell is that?
There's no one in there. It's nothing.
Fine, you don't get any then.
What are you seeing?
Seriously?
What are you looking at?
It's a garden. Apple and orange trees on the back wall. There's a row of tomatoes, maybe, and there's a tank for water along the back.
But there's no one here. It's a dead end.
Maybe not.
So they made this place?
And they hid it well. You never know what was here if you drove by. And the trees? They had to have brought those from somewhere, because That shit takes a long time to grow. The ones we had in Memorial Park weren't gonna have anything for years.
You wanna keep it down?
All right, you got clippers? Something for this?
I got pliers, but they're not very good.
Well, maybe if we just push it far enough, we can squeeze...
Stop!
What?
Let go of it!
What?
Look really carefully there. The gate's wired.
Oh, shit! Thanks for looking out, man. Jeez.
I can't really see where the wire goes.
Can't believe I didn't see that one coming.
Hey, stick your head under the fence.
What? No way.
Then come over here and give me a boost. I want to see.
You sure?
It's just the gate that's hooked up.
Well, how do you know?
Ready? Grab my foot. 3, 2.
You see it?
It's down there. It's only hooked to the gate. I'm climbing over.
What? Stop! No! Now what am I supposed to do?
Stay there.
Is it a bomb?
No, not even.
Oh, good.
It's, got an antenna. I think it's an alarm.
Think you can bypass it?
Who do you think I am? Hey, as long as I'm over here.
Where you going?
Apples or oranges?
Oh, well, apples.
Heads up.
Oh. Hey, thanks. Anything else over there?
No, just tools and stuff. Nothing we need. Here, take the rest. I'm coming back over.
Watch out. Could you tell how long since someone was last here?
I don't know, maybe a day or two?
There might be another day or so before they come back.
Nah. They'll come back a lot sooner than that.
You idiot! Could have been a bomb!
Obviously wasn't.
Did it? Is it going?
Yeah, I pissed it off. We better get moving.
You tell me before you do something like that again. What happens if a whole bunch of them just show up? We don't have enough ammo to hold them off.
Won't need to. I just plan on telling them. Get inside.
They see us. No other way out of this building.
Then we'll just have to be careful. Close the blinds on that side in case they come down the street. Stay low.
I'll watch this way. You watch the garden. Now what?
We wait. Hours we sat there. Nothing. Took a lunch break. Still nothing. The sun was starting to go down even. We ended up kicking back in office chairs. Victor got so bored he started reading. Me? I just sat and stared out the window, thinking of what I'd do if I'd actually saw one of them. What if that one was the guy who did that to Lizzie? I couldn't get that idea out of my head.
Hmm. You know, this is better than I thought it'd be.
The apple?
No, the book. Order the flies. The guy had it in his desk.
My DS is in the back pocket of my bag if you want it.
Nah, I'd rather read. And someone might see the light.
Pretty soon you'll need a light for that.
I'll stop when that happens. Unless you're ready to call it quits.
I don't know. Not yet.
They could have moved on. Alarm may be broke. You want, we can wait. Doesn't matter to me. I mean, as long as we have enough food.
3 MREs left, and I got some bar things. We have 2 days.
You want to spend all that up here? I mean, anywhere else you want to look before the sun goes down?
No.
Well, maybe we should think about finding somewhere a little more permanent. I'd hate to get stuck in a bad spot with no food, you know. I mean, we stuck it out. We tried. I'm not saying give up on this, but sure, we've got some safe place, and then pick up where we left off.
Maybe. Just thought this might be it.
Look, we'll come back and scope it out. If nothing else, we have a place with something fresh to eat. Look, don't get me wrong. The MREs are fine, but...
Wait! Down!
What?
Something moved on the other side of the fence. There it is again.
Can I look?
Move slowly.
Along the other side?
By the post on the right. Something bobbed. There.
I saw them. Something's definitely checking it out. Some vato on a hoodie.
You sure?
Here. Here they come, around the side.
I didn't hear any cars, did you?
Nah, nothing.
Black hoodie, blue jeans, brown backpack, and hiking shoes.
Am I supposed to be writing this down?
Just remember in case we see more. Dressing alike hides your numbers.
Oh, snap.
Can't get a look at his face. But he's short. Hey, don't touch the blinds.
I didn't.
Just go, pack up. No one else on the back wall.
They're alone?
I doubt it. Oh. Oh, thigh holster, right leg. Could be up. Some kind of sidearm. They just took it out.
What now?
Slowly go into the gate, and he has a key.
You seen his face?
No. Back's towards me. Looking around. No one there. Okay, they're leaving. He's resetting the alarm. You good?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, get ready. Head to the truck. I'll call you on the handset once I find out where they parked.
They're gone.
Shit. Okay, go. I moved as quiet as I could to the corner of the fencing. My M16 pointed in the direction he went. I heard footsteps as I moved into position. But once I got there, it was silent. There were a few cars smashed together at the intersection, but nothing drivable. I waited and listened, but whoever it was, gone. I lost him.
What?
He's gone. Wait. Out of the corner of my eye, something moved out beneath the wrecked car. And the next thing I remember was the back of my head hitting the pavement. I looked left, and out from under the car crawled that black hoodie with the baton. The shit got the drop on me. I reached for my rifle, but it was at my feet. Then, I saw him pull a pistol from his side. Ah, no!
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive.
Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zoom. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Tammy Klein,
Shirley Jordan, Otto Sterk,
Brett Newton, Christian Vieira, and Jay Olegario. I'm Michael Swan. Composers, Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Written and directed by Casey Whalen.
Zombie intern, Eric Wargo. Line producer, Simone Nepper. Produced by Casey Whalen and Grayson Stone. We're Alive. The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Whalen production.